This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we are back here on Enterprise BizBytes. Just to let you know, Christine's little note said this. I'd actually treat rented things with more respect than a thing I own because it's not mine.
True.
Very true. Yeah.
If you're wondering what I'm talking about, we are talking about how over in India, a whole bunch of millennials are hiring everything from armchairs to iPhones. And it's a burgeoning market over there because Arvin has just clued me in that, you know, even if you just tap into a little tiny bit of that market over there, you're likely to make some money.
Yeah.
The question that we're asking, though, is from cars to houses, we rent all kind of things. What could we be renting but don't just yet? Frida, what have you got over on Instagram?
Here, Keith Tan said, you know, what happened to neighbors lending out their staff? Are we less neighborly now? I wanted to borrow my neighbor's whippersnapper, but he went silent. I end up getting the street grass cutter to do it for a small fee. Well, you know, it happens, neighbors. I know, I've got my neighbors too. This is from Maggie Best. Almost every bride rents their bridal gowns, but after witnessing how the garments are usually treated or mistreated, I do not think I want to rent. Almost every other, and she says, almost every other bride rents their bridal gowns after witnessing. I do not think I want to rent anything, she says. So, yes. And, of course, there's this gentleman here who says, rent a wife or a husband. Well, good luck with that.
That seems to be a big thing, right? I mean, we've had five or six of those. Anyway.
I wonder why. I mean,
people are lonely.
I know that they do that in I think it was in China, right? Where during festivities, where you actually hire someone so that you just...
You can rent mourners over there as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, with that in mind, let's move on to a China-related story of...
Yeah, so starting last Sunday, China's government sanctioned new rules that made it compulsory for telecom carriers to scan the faces of users registering for new mobile phone services. So basically, if you want a new SIM card, if you need a new number, you need a new SIM card, you need to have your face scanned first, not a picture. So I know that recently my dad went to India and then they needed to take his photo when he needed a local SIM card. So they just snapped the picture, and it's already invasive when they do that, because why would you need a photo of the person? But now in China, they actually need to scan your face and put it into their facial recognition systems. The logic behind it is it should help prevent fraud in the future. But what it basically means is that more people, probably in the hundreds of millions, will come under the facial recognition rollout in China, whether they like it or not. They didn't say how this will affect existing mobile accounts, but you know, I think it's safe to say we can be pretty sure they'll figure something out for the future for the people who already have numbers.
Sorry to interrupt, but at this stage then, the only people that won't have their face scanned are people who, A, don't own a mobile phone, which I'm guessing in China is almost zero, and newborns.
And I mean, even then, like even kids, I think if you're old enough to get a number, then I think you might have to have your face scanned. Because if you already have a number, then not yet, then you don't. There's no reason for you to go to these telco providers. But I'm guessing when you need any service, because they don't specifically say SIM card. They say if you need mobile services. So even if you go there to sign a contract for, you know, like you said, for a new smartphone, you want to go under contract to get something from the telco provider, they will need to scan your face. So the moment you get to their kiosk or booth or office, you need to scan your face. But to understand like the depth of China's surveillance and what they're doing, we need to comprehend the kind of reach that it has first. So supermarkets, subway systems, airports already use the tech. You can even pay with your face at Alibaba's Hema supermarket chain. You can get an advanced check-in at some hotel.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. You just...
Wake up, darling. I need to buy this. Wake up, darling. No. Bing, bing.
Oh, yeah. But Amazon does it as well. The thing is... So
what?
Even in their cashless supermarkets, that's how they know what you're picking. They have cameras to scan your face. It's just, in a way, it's how they word themselves. It's, you know, what they say they do. China is kind of blatant with saying what they're like, we're scanning your face. Amazon is like, we have cameras to pick and we know what you're getting, and it transfers to the app. But basically, at the end of the day, what they're doing is they're scanning your face.
Right.
You can even get an advanced check-in at some hotels by scanning your face and sending it to them. Some media platforms say that metro passengers in Beijing will be classified for different security check measures based on their faces. And now you can start to see like why some other countries are uneasy with this concept because you're putting people in brackets. And they also want to install like facial scan machines at entrances for 59 public rental housing communities. So how are you guys feeling so far?
We did that story as Singapore is doing it, remember? Yeah. With hotels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you talked about that, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, so it's interesting that you mentioned Singapore because Singapore also has, they are heavy on surveillance.
Right.
But again, with China is that, you know, they are more, I wouldn't say open, they're just like, yeah, we're doing it. So, you know, if you have a problem, say it. If you don't, we're going to do it.
Well, I think I'm going to skip my trip to China next year.
Are you going to China next year?
I was thinking about it. Time for a short break.
Yeah.
Ladies and gents, get in touch. The question we're asking today, from cars to houses, we rent all kind of things. What could we rent and why aren't we doing it? Give us some suggestions. 0187-89-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Let us know what you think when we come back. What companies that are good at innovation get right? You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.